is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hello, dear friends. It is me, or am I supposed to say, is it me, or is it I? That's one of those grammatical things I've never been clear on. Anyway, you know what I mean. It's me. I'm here. And welcome to another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, the only show on the internet that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. And I'm so proud to be the host of this little program. All right, no reason not to dive right into the action. Tobe Hooper, the director of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies. Also, what was the other one? He did another biggie, and the name is just escaping me at the moment. Anyway, he's a big deal in the horror movie genre. He just transitioned to the next world. Sort of. He left the earthly plane. The problem is he hasn't shown up yet in the next world. This happens every once in a while. Typically, when somebody transitions, they leave the earthly plane and they show up almost immediately, or at least within a few hours. Occasionally, there's like a day delay, but on rare occasions, there's a long lapse. And as of the last time I spoke to my afterlife sources, which was a couple of hours ago, he had not yet shown up. It doesn't really mean much of anything. It's just a thing that happens occasionally. But because he was involved with the horror genre and because he was kind of a notable celebrity, rumors are starting. There was a large crowd on hand to greet him, but he wasn't there. So he's probably going to show up, but, you know, understandably the crowd was disappointed. Okay, we get that. But I guess you have trolls in the next world, just as you do here on the earthly plane. So rumors are starting that there's a reason for it. He's been banned from the afterlife, which is just nonsense. There's no such thing as being banned from the afterlife. You leave the earth, you go to the afterlife. Period. End of story. Anyway, there was a nice crowd on hand. They were disappointed, as you would expect. Some people showed up with makeshift chainsaw props to welcome him and stage blood and the whole thing. It'll all get straightened out, but for the moment, there's some crazy stuff circulating about it. It's not going to amount to anything. Tobe Hooper will probably be there in the next 24 hours, and we'll have that in the next Celebrity Afterlife Report. Charles Bronson, kind of a big deal back in Hollywood in the day. He was in the Death Wish movies, and he made a bunch of other films. He was married to actress Jill Ireland. They have both been in the afterlife for some time now. Strangely, or I don't know, maybe not so strangely, but interestingly, let's put it that way, they both dropped out of show business in the next world years ago. I don't know if they were just disgusted with it, they were just tired of being celebrities or whatever, and they have been running a mattress store together. That's right, they've been selling mattresses. And apparently, well, actually not selling because there's no money in the afterlife, but it's a store and you go in and you get a mattress. And apparently they're very happily doing that. And apparently they intended on continuing to do that. But word from my sources is they are poised to return to show business because a producer wants to make a stage play out of their movie From Noon to Three. Now, this is not one of his more famous films. I've seen it, though, and I really recommend it if you can find it. I don't know if it's on any of the streaming services or if you can even buy a DVD of it, but if you can find it, I really recommend that you watch it. I don't want to tell you too much about it to spoil it for you, but it's very funny, and it deals with the whole concept of celebrity and myths that grow up around celebrities. And it's very ironic, and it's very funny, and it's very unusual. I'll just leave it at that. So apparently that is going to be turned into a stage play. And if it's as good as the movie, I really wish I could see it. You will remember from last week's Celebrity Afterlife Report that with Jerry Lewis transitioning to the next world, he and Dean Martin were reunited. They hadn't seen each other in a long time, and apparently they were getting along just great, and they hinted that they might be working together again soon. Now, that just might have been something to say, because as I noted last week, Jerry had just gotten there, so there was no way they could have made any plans or anything. But it looks like that's about to come true. They told an interviewer for an Afterlife TV gossip show that they already have offers to do several movies together, at least some of them remakes of movies they did on the earthly plane. And everything was going great, it was just swell, and then the interview took a kind of an ugly turn when the reporter asked Jerry about his movie The Day the Clown Cried. If you haven't heard of this movie, it's kind of infamous. It's not allowed to be shown anywhere. Jerry Lewis has prevented it from being shown to anybody for the next 10 years. In 2027, people will be able to see it. I'll just give you a quick summary. It's about a guy who's a clown in the Nazi death camp who leads children into the gas chamber. So it's not exactly a laugh riot. And he intended it to be very poignant. And only a handful of people have seen it because Jerry decided after it was made that it wasn't very good. He said so in interviews, that it just didn't come out at all the way he hoped. So a lot of people, including Harry Shearer, who does a lot of the voices on The Simpsons, he's actually seen the whole movie and he says it's unbelievably bad. So the reporter just asked him about it and Lewis got really angry and just kind of blew up at the reporter. Going off, it was a lady reporter, and he just went off on her, and apparently Dean Martin was kind of embarrassed by this and trying to smooth things over, and anyway, the interview didn't go the way everybody was hoping, but the upshot here, the takeaway, is that it looks as if Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin will be working again, making movies just like they did back in the good old days. Lastly, Fred Trump, father of the American president, Donald Trump, and his buddy Charles Lindbergh, the first man to fly solo across the Atlantic, who was a Nazi sympathizer when on the earthly plane and apparently has not changed in the next world. The two of them are continuing to hold rallies in support of President Donald Trump. As I mentioned last week, that's stupid because nothing they do there can influence anything on the earthly plane. But I guess, you know, ego wins out. So their most recent rally had an estimated 40,000 people in attendance. This is where it gets a little ugly. They handed out armbands to the people in the crowd with kind of a stylized T on them. And a lot of people are comparing them to the swastika armbands that Nazis handed out in the 1930s and 40s. And there was a lot of ugly rhetoric from what I'm told, and just kind of nasty stuff going on, and there were some protesters at the rallies, and there was some pushing and shoving and some fights. So things are getting not very nice with those two and their followers. Now, Adolf Hitler, as longtime listeners know, he has changed his mind about his previous beliefs. He has completely renounced his Nazi beliefs, and in fact, he is BFFs with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and the two of them have announced that they will be holding counter demonstrations near or close to Fred Trump and Charles Lindbergh's rallies in the near future. Now that's when stuff gets interesting, right? Does it get ugly? Are there big brawls? We don't really know, but things are definitely heating up on the Nazi, and I don't know, do we want to call it Antifa in the next world? So we'll keep you abreast of that as things progress. That's it. That's what I got for you. I plan on being here next week, barring any unforeseen circumstances, with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. In the meantime, tell your friends, your enemies, people you meet, you know, revolving doors, anybody you run into, that the Celebrity Afterlife Report is available on iTunes. It is available in the Google Play Store. And it is heard on AM 1630 K-Chung Radio in Los Angeles every Monday around lunchtime. We are so proud to have them as our flagship affiliate. In the meantime, be kind to each other. Don't go to Nazi rallies, okay? Just be good. Be nice. Just accept people as they are.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.